Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
The New York Times last week published an article about President Biden wearing a Rolex watch to his inauguration, and it does kind of show that he's out of touch with the American people. I mean, who wears a watch?
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to actor Gillian Anderson about the hit Netflix show The Crown. But first, a closer look.
Republicans are already signaling their intent to stonewall President Biden's agenda while dismissing the need for an impeachment trial for former President Trump. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Our political system is currently overloaded way beyond its capacity. It's like a power strip with way too many things plugged in. We already got the TV, Roku, printer, modem, iPad, Instapot, immersion blender, Christmas tree, and toaster plugged in. And now we need to find room for the sleep apnea machine. And because I live in New York, there's only one other outlet, and it was drywalled over during the Coolidge administration on top of a deadly pandemic that has overwhelmed hospitals, an unprecedented economic collapse that has plunged millions into joblessness and food scarcity, and a botched vaccine rollout that has states saying they're about to run out of doses. We also have a violent authoritarian movement that tried to overthrow democracy led by a former president facing an impeachment trial for, what was it for again?
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Well, if erection is the charge, then we certainly don't want him to beat it. And they thought we were going to run out of material. They should do a CSI Mar-a-Lago. Shut up! I don't need you rolling your eyes at me. The only bummer about Schumer's gaffe was that it happened on a Friday when we were dark, so the only person I could tell my beat it joke to was my wife. But she bought noise-canceling headphones on our honeymoon 7 years ago. Anyway, today the White House officially sent, today the House officially sent, still not as bad as erection insurrection. But a reminder, we all make mistakes, Chuck. Anyway, today the House officially sent its article of impeachment over to the Senate, setting up a trial in 2 weeks.
The historic second impeachment of President Trump that takes a big step forward. The one article brought against him, incitement of insurrection, will be delivered to the Senate. Now that triggers a Senate trial, now set to begin in about 2 weeks.
Monday is that day that Pelosi and the House will formally transmit that one article of impeachment to the Senate. kicking off Tuesday as the day where senators will be sworn in as members of the trial. But then it will be another 2 weeks until we see that trial formally begin. McConnell actually arguing he actually wanted 3 weeks so that the president could actually begin to create his defense team and also strengthen his argument against impeachment.
So Trump's lawyers will have 2 weeks to prepare for their defense, which I guess will be what? When he told a violent mob of unhinged rioters to march down to the Capitol and fight to stop Democrats from stealing the election, he was joking? Your Honor, when he whipped the insurrectionists into a frenzy, he was being sarcastic. That's why he turned to the camera and made a freeze-frame sitcom face. The classic Mr. Roper defense. Not to be confused with Furley's Gambit. Or maybe they'll say it was a different guy. You got the wrong Donald Trump. You want this guy.
You have an opportunity today. You can be a hero, or you can be a zero.
This is like when you're in a conference room at a Radisson listening to a life coach tell you how to pick up women. You can be a hero, or you can be a zero. You can be a single guy, or you can be the mingle guy. You can be a dud and a chump, or you can be a stud on a stump. Yeah, I pose for that picture. Don Jr. has so much confidence on stage, but I bet if you try to find him after and tell him he did a great job, he'll be leaning against the wall, smoking and crying. You think my dad just narked me out to the feds? Of course, Trump has had a little trouble assembling a defense team for his impeachment because his usual lawyer is busy getting sued for over $1 billion.
The New York Times reports that Dominion Voting Systems has filed a defamation lawsuit this morning against Rudy Giuliani. According to the paper, the 107-page lawsuit accuses Mr. Giuliani of carrying out a viral disinformation campaign about Dominion, made up of demonstrably false allegations, in part to enrich himself through legal fees and his podcast. The suit seeks damages of more than $1.3 billion.
It's funny, if you sue someone for $1 billion, it sounds like a joke, but when you sue them for $1.3 billion, you start to think, oh, they might have some evidence. What are you gonna do, sue me for $1 billion? Oh, $1.3 billion. What do they know? And $1.3 billion from Rudy? Good thing vampires are immortal because he'll have to work the rest of his life to pay that off. I mean, he doesn't have any money. This poor man doesn't have any money. Do you remember how he couldn't even afford hair dye and just rubbed a typewriter ribbon on his head? Plus, he's probably still paying alimony to his cousin. Trump reportedly won't even pay Rudy for all those trips he made across the country lying to steal the election. And I'm betting Trump made him fly cheap. Rudy probably had to buy a wing seat on Spirit Airlines. I talk like this because my teeth are still full of bugs. Of course, Trump isn't actually defending. Excuse me, depending on, I'm really just Schumering it up. Chuck Schumer cursed me. Now who's laughing? I love we cut out right before we have to pay the Who. You know who owns the publishing for the Who? Old Rolex Wally. 3 seconds, we don't owe you a dime! Of course, Trump isn't actually depending on a real defense of his actions because they're obviously indefensible. I'm no lawyer, but it's pretty obvious he tried to commit sedition, he fomented a violent insurrection to stop the lawful counting of electoral votes, nearly installed a crony at the Department of Justice to overturn the results, and tried to bully the Secretary of State in Georgia to commit election fraud. What Trump is really depending on is servile, morally bankrupt Republicans falling in line. And judging from comments they made over the weekend, the GOP is fully on board.
This election was not stolen. Do you accept that fact?
Well, what I would say is that the debate over whether or not there was fraud should occur.
The Department of Justice, led by William Barr, said there's no widespread evidence of fraud. Can't you just say the words, this election was not stolen?
What I would suggest is... what I would suggest is that if we want greater confidence in our elections, and 75% of Republicans agree with me, is that we do need to look at election integrity.
If you listen to what President said at the rally, he said, demonstrate peacefully. And then I got a question later about whether did he incite them. I also think everybody across this country has some responsibility.
I think the trial is stupid. I think it's counterproductive. I think this is going to be really bad for the country. It's going to take us, not just is it going to keep us from focusing on really important things, but it's also just going to stir it up even more.
Man, they're throwing everything at the wall. Impeachment will stir up the country. The election was stolen. We all bear some responsibility. It's like getting pulled over with a giant plume of marijuana smoke in the car and telling the cop, I think it's the exhaust pipe. And it is legal in several states. And I only started smoking when you pulled me over because that gave me severe anxiety. Also, Marco, honestly, do you have any shame at all? You called Trump an embarrassment and a con man and implied in public that he had a tiny But now you're calling impeachment stupid? Also, you famously doinked a kid in the head with a football. You don't get to call anything stupid after that, ever. And you think impeachment would stir up the country? It's already stirred. This is what you call stirred. You guys already did the stirring. You don't get to pretend everything's just fine now. Violent seditionists and white supremacists and militia members stormed the Capitol building and tried to overthrow democracy. We have to do something about that so it doesn't happen again. Instead, Republican leaders are talking about Trump's base the way park rangers talk about bears on a campground. Don't make eye contact, move away slowly, and if worse comes to worse, let him eat your hot dogs. They're just hot dogs. So Republicans have already made it clear they refuse to hold Trump accountable for inciting an insurrection or do anything at all about the violent authoritarian movement they've cultivated, not to mention the pandemic, vaccine rollout, and economic crisis. Suffice it to say, just because Joe Biden is president now doesn't mean things are normal again. They're not. At this point, when I check my phone in the morning, I just have one news alert from CNN that says breaking everything. Nearly a million people have recently filed for unemployment. Thousands are dying a day. And the one thing that could be a silver bullet, distribution of the vaccine, was left in disarray by the last administration. In fact, millions of doses are reportedly missing, and no one knows why or where they are. For all we know, Trump left the White House with a bunch of vials stuffed in his coat, and now he's selling them at the Mar-a-Lago buffet. I don't even know where to begin when I check the news in the morning. I open my New York Times app and all the headlines are bad, so I check the Washington Post app and all the headlines are bad, and then I check the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette app, and the Steelers are still out of the playoffs. Which reminds me, last week after Ted Cruz said President Biden was choosing the people of Paris over the people of Pittsburgh, I favorably compared my father's hometown of Pittsburgh to Paris, remarking that unlike Pittsburgh, Paris doesn't have an incline. Well, some French viewers were quick to point out that Paris does, in fact, have an incline or funicular in Montmartre, so I would like to retract that statement. I also called Ted Cruz a jagoff, and I'd like to retract that, but only so that I can say it again for the first time. Ted Cruz, you're a jagoff. On top of everything else that's going on right now, there are also the crises that preceded Trump, like our healthcare crisis, the climate crisis, voter suppression, structural inequality, and institutional racism, not to mention the conditions that nearly allowed Trump to remain in office or steal the election despite winning 7 million fewer votes. We need mechanisms in place for bold, systemic change and immediate relief for suffering Americans, which is why the Biden administration has started by offering a plan to provide billions of dollars for vaccine distribution, increased unemployment benefits, direct payments, and a $15 minimum wage, among other things. Republicans, meanwhile, have responded by announcing their opposition to it.
President Joe Biden's proposal to boost the U.S. economy and efforts to fight the COVID-19 pandemic is facing some Republican opposition.
While Biden is pushing for Republican and Democratic lawmakers to work toward an agreement, there's some criticism from the GOP.
Multiple congressional Republicans, from Senator Pat Toomey to Congressman Kevin Brady, the top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, have publicly panned Biden's proposal as a non-starter.
Republican Senator Susan Collins, who was on the call, has reservations, writing in a statement, quote, it seems premature to be considering a package of this size and scope.
I'm sorry, Susan Collins, it's premature? You want to wait a little longer and see how much worse things can get? This is like if the Steelers waited a couple more weeks to find a running game. Okay, now I get why my wife bought those headphones. I just heard it. I just heard it for the first time. Seriously, when would be the right time to maybe start thinking about considering possibly doing something eventually about the highly infectious virus rapidly spreading across the country, overwhelming hospitals, and forcing millions out of work? When would be a good time for you? Getting these people to do something about a national crisis is like getting Verizon to come set up your Fios. We could pencil you in sometime between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 37th, 2045. Would that work? Can you give us your address so the technician can go to a different house? The Republican Party has learned nothing, and it has not changed. It's still the party that elected Donald Trump and stood by him as he attempted to foment sedition. It's the same party that spent 8 years stonewalling President Obama's agenda. And now, even after a historic resounding defeat. After losing the House, the Senate, and the presidency, Republicans are still standing in the way of urgent relief, systemic change, and accountability amid multiple simultaneous crises. If you're asking yourself what their motivation is, it's possible that they're
stupid.
This has been A Closer Look.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our guest tonight is an Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor you know from The X-Files, The Fall, and Sex Education. She stars as Margaret Thatcher in the fourth season of The Crown, which is streaming on Netflix. Please welcome to the show Gillian Anderson. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Thank you so much for being here. I'm such a big fan.
Pleasure, pleasure. Same.
I want to ask about The Crown because it strikes me that playing Margaret Thatcher is a lot more fun than it probably was to be Margaret Thatcher. Is that probably an accurate observation?
Oh, interesting. Well, definitely. I think when you're surrounded by people like Olivia Colman and Josh O'Connor and everybody else, it's a fantastic cast, and they make a lot of fun. And so we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I feel like the real Margaret Thatcher probably never like reclined quite like this.
Maybe not.
And certainly Margaret Thatcher and the Queen never, never. I mean, of course, selfies weren't as in vogue when they were hanging out together. So there's no way of knowing as a historical record if that would have happened or not. I think people might not know, certainly in the States, might not fully appreciate how funny Olivia Colman is as an actor and as a comedian. And there was a video, this was before pandemic when you guys were shooting together, but this was a funeral scene. And when the cameras were not rolling, the cell phones were, and you guys were doing a choreographed dance to Lizzo. How did this come about?
Well, Olivia apparently does a dance class in the area that she lives with a bunch of friends on a regular basis. And the last time she did the class, she was they had danced to that song, that Lizzo song. And she asked if we would happen to be interested in maybe doing it, and she would video it, and then she would just share it only with her friends, the other dancers. And so it was never meant to see the light of day.
And yet, here we are, the light
and
of day.
And yet, here we are.
One.
It's really good. You guys are really good.
So humiliated. I mean, that look on my face, I don't even know. I mean, there's such delight and shame.
I would like to say both that I think you did a better job than Margaret Thatcher would have done, and also acknowledging that I think that's a pretty low bar.
Thanks.
It must be interesting to play a character like Margaret Thatcher who's so polarizing. Like, there's nobody left, I would guess, who's on the fence about how to feel about, you know, like, I need a little bit more information about Margaret Thatcher. Does that make it interesting playing somebody like that?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think most actors are interested in complex characters, and I don't think there is anyone, maybe, historically, who's as complex as she was and continues to be based on the very, very strong feelings that people continue to have about her.
It's not just, you know, a voice that you have to sort of adopt, but also it seems like there's some, like, facial contortions that you went through to get a proper Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, I mean, we started out with teeth, because she had famously bad teeth. And we tried with prosthetics and stuff, and none of that worked. And then it came down to kind of figuring out maybe how to hold my face differently so that I had buck teeth without having buck teeth, sort of, because she had bucker teeth than I did. So there is a kind of overbite that I adopted in order to be her. And so,
Do you ever find yourself like, even not when you're not playing the role, do you find yourself like drifting into a Margaret Thatcher face ever?
Margaret Thatcher face. I only feel like I'd let go of that maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We stopped shooting in February, I think, because I would find myself watching, you know, television with my kids or something, or reading a book and realizing that my face was in that, you know, that position, that overbite. And and then sometimes, you know, I did third season of Sex Ed, and she kind of snuck in there every once in a while. I'd have to say, no, wait, sorry. You may not realize that, but I know that she just walked in the door. Can we please do another take?
There's a very unique kind of person who only wants their sex education from someone talking like Margaret Thatcher. And you are perfect for them.
Great. Introduce me.
Now, you mentioned your kid. Do you have, is it three boys?
I have two boys and one girl.
Two boys and one girl. Do they engage with your work? I would imagine, like, sex education, again, that is about a mother who's a sex therapist who talks to her teenage son. Do your kids watch that? And if so, is it a difficult show for them to watch, or do they enjoy it?
They're not supposed to. They've promised me that they haven't seen it. My boys are 12 and 14. My 26-year-old daughter is allowed to watch it. But the boys, no. Although I think they might be lying.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, if they can find their way to Netflix, you're probably in a good degree of trouble.
Yeah, I think you might be right. And for some reason, both of the seasons that have aired so far, the very, very first scene is literally worse than anything that you see. The first scene of both first episodes are worse than anything that follows in any episode.
Did you have to? Is it true that you banned, your boys from Instagram, from following you on Instagram?
From following me on Instagram, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're not allowed to follow me. Because I post, I incite erection. No, I post penises. I post penises on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And what's a funicular? I'm sorry. I don't know what a funicular is.
I'm really glad you asked. A funicular is like a subway that goes up a hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So okay. I'm. Thanks. By the way, I'm so happy that, because I feel like all our guests, we waste their time, but the fact that you learned one thing.
I learned one thing.
usually in non-pandemic times, you would come here and you would leave with a coffee mug, a T-shirt, maybe even a nice tote. That doesn't happen anymore. We can just give you information.
Great.
Thanks so much for being here. It was really delightful talking to you.
Same. Pleasure. Nice to be here.
The fourth season of The Crown is streaming on Netflix.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.